botanical
most
now.
Of the potatoes grown nowadays are white potatoes.
Russets,
and there's all kinds of...
And then the other one that's kind of yellow.
Yeah, all kinds of different names for them.
Mm. But, the main thing in summertime, it deals with lettuce and spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And of course
they had such a bumper crop last year of potatoes throughout the United States that the spud raisers here in the valley, a lot of them quit raising potatoes this year, went to alfalfa for a cash crop, just because overproduction killed the price of them.
Mm-hmm. Can you grow any fruit here?
Apples do all right,
yeah.
And occasionally apricots.
Mm-hmm.
This year, our old friend who's 105 years old, she's now in the nursing home. We went up to her place.
Wow.
And boy, I got more nice big apricots and made apricot pie.
Mm-hmm. And, do peaches grow here at all?
No.
That's the most Grand Junction. Do you can you get peaches around here? Can you buy them somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Farmer's market.
What kind of peaches?
They come from the western slope.
Right.
Well, you know, the Albertas are the old ones that everybody still talks about, Alberta variety. But they've, there again, they've been taken over by the Red Globe and all of these offshoots. They've developed for different reasons.
Do you see any Freestone peaches around here?
Yep.
You do get them around
here? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They
truck them
in.
All right. And Clingstone as well?
No.
Okay.
No, Becky and I used to count them. $22 a bushel. They're not even bushels. They're just boxes, 40-pound boxes.
Yeah.
So we don't count
them. Yeah. That's a lot of money. Did you make anything for out of them?
The canned peaches and jam.
Yeah? Is that the same as jelly?
No, jelly is the juice.
Oh, okay.
Made from the juice, yeah.
Okay. What about the, I'm curious as to see what you call the inside of, the thing that's inside a peach?
The pit.
Okay. Is that the same as what's inside of a cherry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a smaller animal. Do you grow pinto beans here at all? Do they grow around here?
Not pinto. Not in the valley, you go right over into New Mexico and just fields and
fields.
Okay.
In North,
no, you know, commercially, beans aren't, our season's really pretty short for beans here.
Too short.
Yeah.
Or by Durango and Cortez, that's bean capital over there.
Oh, okay.
What Sally and I try to find in their heart are Belitas. They're smaller than a pinto bean and a little brown bean.
Uh-huh.
And the old Mexican folks around, they are the ones that grew them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have a flavor all of their own.
Yeah.
I just love Belita beans.
Belita?
Belita.
Okay. And here's one that we haven't mentioned. Big red thing grows on a vine?
What?
Big red vegetable that grows on a vine?
Oh, tomatoes.
Do you have those around here at all?
Well, it's pretty cold season, but yeah, you can if you really tamper them.
Yeah.
And down the valley, there's two or three greenhouses that could have them around.
Ah, greenhouses.
So that's where we buy them. But
do
yeah,
they,
our neighbor over here, she's got some on the south side of her garage, and they're getting red.
Do they ever grow the small ones?
Cherry tomatoes,
okay.
And that's what it is.
You mentioned roasting ears. What do you call the outside of that, the corn, with your peel
husk?
Yeah, what about the inner part, sort of?
The cob?
Mm-hmm.
After you eat
silks?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any squash around here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squash grows.
What kind?
Oh my goodness, yellow.